A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is our Wild World segment now on Money FM 89.3 with Neil Humphries as we talk about some of the strange and wonderful and wild and sometimes quite sad and depressing things that happen in the world, Neil. And this week, I think I shared off air, I was actually in the company of a father who lost his son who was playing professional football in Malaysia. This was, I guess, about 3 years ago, and he saw his son hit by lightning playing for Melaka United in a training session. This was in April of 2016, and he was taken to hospital, but the father wasn't happy with the way that the emergency services reacted to this. His name is Marko Petroski. His son was Stefan Petroski, just 18 years of age. Marko was originally from Serbia, but went to Australia, and he's back looking for answers. He actually appeared on Money FM during the week, spoke about his story. He was in Singapore, now in Malaysia. But it really gives me an idea of just how fickle life is and how these things can happen at any time. You can just be taken from the world like that.
Well, as you say, it's a terribly tragic story. I remember when it happened 3 years ago. It was such a freakish accident. As you say there, that he's a goalkeeper, as I was, playing at an age when I was playing. And he happened to be standing by a goalpost, as you say, in April 2016, that was struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And this is where it becomes even sadder. As you rightly mentioned, the poor boy, Stefan, didn't die straight away. And this is where the dad's anxiety, frustration, anger, I'm guessing, comes from. It was almost a month later, I believe.
Yeah, he was pronounced dead, yeah. So he was in a coma. Stefan was in a coma and taken in a regular car to the hospital. And Marko says that in Melaka didn't have any kind of emergency services, ambulance or anything. He didn't get CPR, Stefan. That's what he alleges as well. The club says, yes, he did get CPR. And yes, he was taken to hospital. But they say the crucial time is the 6 minutes immediately after you get hit by lightning. And, you know, his father, Marko, believes that the fact that he was still actually physically alive in that coma, but effectively no one recovers from that, you know, after that 45 minutes traveling in, you know, rush hour traffic to the hospital. So the two parents, and Marko had separated from his former partner, who was the Malaysian mother of Stefan. So they're by his bedside waiting just for weeks, you know, to see what happened, hoping for a miracle. And I spent some time with Marko, you know, after the radio appearance. And I lost my father when I was a bit younger than that, the age of 15. So I was the other way around. My father died suddenly when I was 15. You know, he lost his son when he's a teenager, very suddenly. And we were doing some sharing about that. And it really it was quite emotional, really. And I hopefully my sharing would help him a bit. And I said, this is the perspective of me losing my father. You lost your son. But I, you know, Marko was saying that he went into a spiral, downward spiral. I wrote a column about this. And, you know, he's only just got out of it. You know, it took him about two and a half years to get out of it. He was living in his car. He was homeless. His only child dying on the spot like that. And now he's come back. He wants to get financial compensation from Melaka because they promised to pay the contract out. He had a three-year contract, his son. And he also wants the safety measures that we see in Singapore, Neil, around football and organized sport are a lot more strict here compared to Malaysia and other parts of Southeast Asia.
No, I agree completely. Look, as you know, there was a sudden death in my family. There is something utterly horrendous about a sudden, unexpected death. There is no good death. We know that. But a sudden, unexpected death where the victim was not ill or sick in any way is just horrendous and hard for the brain to compute. I mean, I can only speak from personal experience. My wife and I are still struggling with the death in our family. As you know, things come up, you see something, you watch something, you hear something, and it triggers it, and it brings it all back.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this poor man, and I think there's an additional sadness to this particular story. And I always say that if it's a child, that's already stratospherically awful. But when it's a child doing something they love, it just adds that poignancy, that tragedy element. You know, when you see these freakish accidents at theme parks or kids in a swimming pool or this young chap playing football, when you die suddenly doing something you love, something that gives you pleasure, a leisure activity, like you're at a theme park or you're in a swimming pool, or in this case, you're playing football. And it is a tragic story. And not that I'm taking sides. Of course I'm not. But you know, it's one thing for a match. It wasn't even a match. It was a training session.
Yes, a training session, yeah.
So that's why Malacca United are kind of saying, well,
it's an act of God, they're calling it.
It isn't. Well, look, when you're struck by lightning, what else can you call it?
Yeah.
But I do believe that any professional sports association group, whether it's football, basketball, it doesn't matter, you must have medical facilities, amenities close by. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
If you're involved in any sporting activity which involves physical exertion, then you've got to have something nearby, you know, defibrillators, medical kits, access to doctors.
Yeah, of course you do.
Because it's a physical exertion. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's swimming, basketball, football. Never mind the act of gods.
Yeah.
You've got to have that anyway.
And this was a professional football club.
A professional
club,
yes.
And now they're in the Malaysia Super League. And look, I think it's a lesson for all of us, Neil, because I'm a bit like you. I want to get my workout in, and if there's a storm brewing, and I'm like, I'm going to do it anyway. You know, what's the chances of getting hit by lightning, whether it's a swimming pool or going jogging at East Coast Park? But it is disquieting, isn't it, when you see people like this who have been hit?
Well, exactly. My wife is a teacher, and she's very teacherly when it comes to lightning. I'll frequently swim with my daughter, and swimming is the worst thing to do, by the way,
if you're
in the middle
dangerous.
Of a lightning storm. I'll swim with my daughter if it's raining. I like swimming when it's raining. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's a single bolt of lightning or thunder, we're out. My wife will literally drag us out. I mean, look, just to give you context, Singaporeans will know this, but Singapore has one of the highest occurrences of lightning activity in the world. Mm. I mean, we get something like 168 thunderstorm days a year. I mean, that's staggering. In the UK growing up, and I'm sure it's the same in Australia, if you got a lightning storm, it would make national news because it didn't happen that often. You know, you'd get a really dramatic photograph in the national newspapers the next day because it was so rare. It happens every other day in Singapore. Yeah. We take it for granted. I have been to football matches at Jalan Besar where, have you ever seen this? The siren goes off.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And I was there during a Robbie Fowler was playing a Legends game.
Yep.
Robbie Fowler, Steve McManaman, the old Liverpool Legends. Yeah. They were playing the Singapore Legends, Fandi Ahmad, Lee Sindramuti.
Yeah.
And it was at Jalan Besar. And it was a big crowd there. And the red siren started going off. And the crowd started booing. And I was one of them. You
right,
know,
right.
Oh, come on, I want to see the guys.
Yeah.
But you can't play a football match in Southeast Asia, in equatorial, tropical Asia with lightning in the air.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Yeah.
And it is a million to one chance, but you've only got to look at this poor father and see what happens when you are that one in a million.
Yeah, yeah. So he's fighting for justice, for compensation. So everyone out there, please take extra care if you're doing something this weekend. And the lightning is around the corner. So this has been our Wild World segment right here on Money FM with Neil Humphreys and me, Jason Dacey.